Níhe Codja Tófáilte Roimh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to this week's Sounds Irish programme with me, Joe Bullard, and I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy, well, some of the tracks that we've got lined up for you this week. Now, first of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but of course, as I say every week, you can contact me at any time, day or night, 24/7, by email. joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and then a figure 2@aircom, is spelled eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Then, of course, you can join me on Facebook or on Twitter. Tweet Joe Blogs in Bray, joebloggs. INBRAY, and become one of my many followers on Twitter. This week's programme, friends, well, it's a bit of a special programme because I promised you, well, quite some time ago, says he blushingly, that we would do a programme mainly concerned with country and Irish. And that's what I'm doing this week. Not all of the tracks, but most of the tracks will be country and Irish. Now, I want to explain. We've done it lots and lots of times before, but we are picking up new listeners as we go along. So country and Irish is usually a country song or an Irish song sung in a country style. Now, this first track, for instance, is not an Irish song, but it's sung by two of the leading artists in music here in Ireland and around the world. The two people I speak about are Mary Duff and Daniel O'Donnell, and they're giving us the country and Irish version of I Heard the Bluebird Sing.
I met a girl out in the hills who gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring, and when I looked into her eyes I thought of blue as summer skies. When I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of wondering,
wondering if he'll love her.
Will she marry?
Marry if he'll ask her.
Will her heart be?
Heart be true for him for
then and evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely is he near her.
When there's sadness,
sadness will he cheer her.
Will they always,
always be together
until in death they part. I courted her for months on end until she promised we would wed. We planned on being married in the spring. All through the long cold winter months it seemed that spring would never come. And every gloomy winter day I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird,
bluebird chirped its welcome
into the world once more. And though we're waiting,
waiting for the sunshine,
we keep hating,
hating every storm cloud
that has gathered,
gathered o'er the mountain
to keep us far apart. Touched the earth, we married in the village church. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. So many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still the bluebirds sing, they sing of loving,
loving every hour
that I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after,
since the day we met. And though we're older,
older love close together
until the end of time.
Well, as I said, it wasn't an Irish song, but most of the tracks on Sounds Irish do have some connection with Ireland. We pointed it out countless times. Whether it's an Irish singer, an Irish song, a song written by an Irish person, or somebody who's not even Irish singing an Irish song. Are you still with me? Because here's Aidan Quinn. Now, I don't think we've had Aidan Quinn on the programme before. Lots of country and Irish songs are to do with, well, people being away from home and having to leave home and longing for home, that sort of thing. Here's Aidan Quinn. This is a lively foot tapper.
I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eye song I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'd glad to be returning, but sad I had to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon, sausages and tea. And I couldn't find my ticket as I was walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad I had to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me, making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad I had to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane was touching down. I itched an ear while waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm nearly unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad I had to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad I had to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Yes, it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Home away from home there from Aidan Quinn. Some wonderful musicianship, was there not, on that one? And we haven't had Aidan on the programme. As I said, we will have to get more. Now, Irish people love to sing. You know that, of course. And throughout the centuries, now Joe's getting all serious now, throughout the centuries, we've taken our music with us, right? And when, following the dreadful famine in our country around 1846, 1847, lots and lots and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people emigrated to, well, first of all, to the UK and then to the US and further afield, then to Australia. But they brought their music and their instruments with them, mainly the fiddle or the banjo, and occasionally an accordion. And what happened when they arrived in this new land? They brought their songs with them. And if you look at the history of country music, for instance, in the US, you'll find a huge Irish influence in it. And this is why, again, country and Irish music is very popular in Ireland. Now, to be fair and to be honest, it's more popular outside of the big cities like Dublin and Cork. In the rural areas of Ireland, country and Irish music is very big. Most of the songs that you find are about places that people have left behind. One of the most popular songs, or well-known songs, about Derry, or Londonderry, as some people call it, was the song written by Phil Coulter, "The Town I Love So Well." But we're going to have another song about Derry, and this is Brian Call, well-known, good singer. He can turn his hand, or voice for that matter, to any kind of music. But here he's giving us country and "My Town on the Banks of the Foyle." Now, the Foyle is the river on which Derry stands.
As the train pulls out today from Derry City, a thousand memories linger in my mind. Why do I need to go? It's such a pity. And all the dear old friends I leave behind. As I gaze beyond the harbor, I'm recalling familiar names like Doherty and Poyle. Through misty eyes I feel the teardrops falling. Goodbye to my old hometown on the Foyle. The spire of St. Eugene seems to vanish in the distance o'er the city, oh, so high. My childhood thoughts I never want to banish when I wondered if it reaches to the sky. Many thousand miles I'll travel on my journey to a new home on the wild Australian soil. But never can I hope to lose the yearning to return to my old hometown on the Foyle. Oh, never can I hope to lose the yearning to return to my old hometown on the Foyle.
Some really good country and Irish there from Brian Call. My Hometown on the Foyle. Now, remember, I did say that a lot of the songs were about going away or coming back. Here's Declan Nerney. Now, he's coming back to Roscommon. A few moments ago, you were listening to Brian Call singing about Derry, which is right up in the northwest of Ireland. Now we're coming right down the west. We're coming down through counties Donegal and Sligo and Mayo. And then we're moving over a little bit inland because we're going to Roscommon. And here Declan Nerney's excited because he's going back to Roscommon.
Well, I got my luggage in the boat. Soon I'll be freewheeling, heading down that road to a county in the west. I'm all alive, and to tell the truth, I've got this lovely feeling. For tomorrow I'll awaken in the place I love the best. I'm gonna meet my friends tonight in the county of Roscommon, to see your ancient abbey, Forest Park and Lough Quay. To watch the boats below the bridge as across the River Shannon, I'm at home among the Rossies, they're the heart and soul of me. I'll call to see my relatives in Dysart and Lake Carron. Ah, we'll meet old friends in Strokestown, Lissacull and Castlereagh. In Glenlachan, where an angel lives, that's my Auntie Mary. She's a gentle-hearted lady, and she means the world to me. Well, I'm gonna meet my friends tonight in the county of Roscommon, to see your ancient abbey, Forest Park and Lough Quay. To watch the boats below the bridge as across the River Shannon, I'm at home among the Rossies, they're the heart and soul of me. On a sunny afternoon, through a figure we'll walk hand in hand, and thank God for our blessing. With my baby I'll propose to her beneath an August moon. Well, I'm gonna meet my friends tonight in the county of Roscommon, to see your ancient abbey, Forest Park and Lough Quay. Watch the boats below the bridge as across the River Shannon, I'm at home among the Rossies, they're the heart and soul of me. I'm back home among the Rossies, they're the heart and soul of me.
I should have told you before I played that track that the Rossies, well, many people call the people from Roscommon the Rossies. That's what he was talking about now. Here's somebody else we haven't had on the programme before. That's Eamon Jackson. But before I play it, it needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, the song tells the story of a young man who falls in love. Now, he's big into country music, this guy, but he falls in love with one of the performers of the River Dance. And she was a Cayley girl. Cayley is a type of Irish dancing. So here's a blending of country boy and Cayley girl. You get the idea. Here's Eamon Jackson.
He was born in Tennessee to the sound of Clyde and Jones. Grew up to sing those country songs deep down in his bones. Until one night in Memphis, it happened just by chance. But then he played before an Irish group called the River Dance. He couldn't keep his eyes off stage as he watched her every move. And when that show was over, every line he knew he used. till she give in to that country boy's big cheeky smile and wave. Now that big Yankee Tennessee boy with country in his beat has found an Irish whiskey gear with Katie in her feet. Just like mixing Tennessee whiskey and Irish mist and rum. Well, that country boy and Katie gear have blended just like one. Took him off to her own home in the town of Mullingar, where he still sings those country songs, she still dances near and far. And every now and then she'll have a break to see his show. And you should see that country beat and river dancing flow. Now that big Yankee Tennessee boy with country in his beat has found an Irish whiskey gear with Katie in her feet. Just like mixing Tennessee whiskey and Irish mist and rum. Well, that country boy and Katie gear have blended just like one. Just like mixing Tennessee whiskey and Irish mist and rum. Well, that country boy and Katie gear have blended just like one.
Eamon Jackson, and a very clever lyric-wise song, that was it not? A country boy and a Kaylee girl. Now we're continuing with our geographical songs. This time it, we're going up to Northern Ireland again. We're going to Oma. And here's Frankie McBride. Now Frankie has been singing country music for a long time in Ireland, and very, very, very popular on stage. He's telling us all about that pretty little girl from Oma. And why do I find that difficult to say?
Way up in the north in old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. Sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, falling head over heels in love. Pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band. They're just as pretty in Monaghan. This to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause somewhere between those northern towns is a pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see. Pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. South and Ultramore, I recall that yellow dress she wore. She walked along the shore there all alone. And I guess that was my lucky day when she came there on her holiday. Pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see. Pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. Alabama, in the county of Tyrone.
I just noticed we haven't had a female singer on the program today. Well, we had Mary Duff singing with Daniel, but not on our own we haven't, so we're going to put that to rights now because we're going to have Louise Morrissey. Now, Louise is a very, very talented singer. She can sing anything from gospel to spiritual to good country songs and even some pop. But here she's giving us a wonderful country and Irish version of one of my favourite songs written by Percy French. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. And if you think that that's just a made-up name, it's not. There is such a place in County Cavan as Bally James Duff. And listen to Louise Morrissey's version of it.
Just turn to the left at the bridge of the Nave and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. It's there you'll find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come. And start with the song.
I think that's the best version of that particular song there is. And there are quite a number of versions of it. Come Back, Paddy Riley to Barry James. Just to let you know a little bit of incidental information, that the name Riley is very, very popular in County Cavan. Now, if I was to ask you to paint a picture of Ireland, an Irish scene, well, it's almost certain that you would paint a cottage, possibly even a thatched cottage. People still do live in cottages in rural Ireland, but not so much thatched these days. Now, here, for instance, Martin Byrne is giving us some more country in Irish. By the way, if you've just tuned in, today's programme is featuring quite an amount of country and Irish music. And Martin is telling us all about that cottage in the country.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad. Song and the guitar on his knee, but they hoped and prayed that he'd return to them. Oh, the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there has been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting. Waiting for someone to call.
we're still on the theme of cottage, but we're moving away from the country music because I want to play for you now my favourite song from County Cork. You'll be expecting On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, which is the river on which Cork stands. No, you're not getting that one. This is, I think the words in this are actually poetic. It's sung for us by somebody who's no longer with us, Larry Cunningham, who was one of Ireland's greatest country music singers and was very, very popular all over the world, Larry. This is Larry's interpretation of that lovely song, A Cottage by the Lee.
It's well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off love they see. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And true to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home sweet home that I so fondly cherish, the dear ones they mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold from down the lane that winds behind the garden. A blackbird greets the smiling sun, and as his music echoes o'er the valley, smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of home. And though I thought a rover I could be, 'tis soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the